Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 8th of August at 6:32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about China and Irish trade, and we'll be looking at hair care products in Ireland and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories. And apologies for my voice. I'm suffering from long COVID, unfortunately. The Business Post reports that Intel shares have shed nearly a third of their value since the firm last week gave a grim growth forecast, announced plans to slash 15,000 jobs and suspended a dividend that has been in place since 1992. The forecast was the latest in a series of discouraging updates and underlined the myriad of headwinds facing the chipmaker as it struggles to execute an ambitious turnaround and compete in an artificial intelligence era. The stock has been downgraded a number of times in the wakes of earnings, making it the least liked semiconductor company among analysts. Intel, which employs 5,000 people directly in Ireland and thousands more indirectly, has had a lot of competition, a lot of relevant products, according to Peter Kenny from Kenny & Co., and the turnaround is expensive and slow. Ken Fox in the Irish Examiner reports that a briefing from Airgrid, which operates the electricity network in Ireland, warned of a possible mass exodus of data centres from the country if new connection agreements could not be signed off on. The presentation said Airgrid had been warning of pressures on power supply since as early as 2016 and had escalated the matter to the Minister for Transport and Environment in 2021, warning that the country had a significant power generation deficit. It said it had good working relationships with technology companies, but was being continuously asked about the likelihood of firm plans for new connection agreements. It said that a critical 21st century enabler of business, that data centres were a critical 21st century enabler of business and living, and that Ireland needed a credible transition plan, not a shutdown. The FT reports that Google and Meta made a secret deal to target ads for Instagram to teenagers on YouTube, skirting the search company's own rules for how minors are treated online. According to documents seen by the Financial Times and people familiar with the matter, Google worked on a marketing project for Meta that was designed to target 13 to 17-year-old YouTube users with adverts that promoted its rivals' photo and video app. The Instagram campaign deliberately targeted a group of users labelled as unknown in its advertising system, which Google knew was skewed towards under-18s.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.